This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Your whole weekend about. It's 7 after the hour. I had a great time with Miles. Didn't get to see Jen, though.
I know, you ditched me. You didn't even call me.
It wasn't that so much as it was nonstop doing things with Miles and Megan.
That's
not
okay.
That you weren't a priority, but it just didn't, there was no fit. I've already gotten an email from your father. Huh? Where were you? Is this last week or this week?
So anyway. All waiting to see you. We were waiting for your arrival.
All right, well, I'll be back maybe next month. It's hard for me now to stay away too long because Miles is changing so quickly. Brendan and I were playing with him in the playground yesterday morning. We watched him. He loves to chase pigeons around for whatever the reason, and he's got this little squatty run. So
no,
he'll
just
look
like
at
you.
He'll watch you while you're watching him. And he's got the greatest expression on his face. Anyway, and he loves his Uncle Brendan. He loves being with his father. It's just neat to see all of that love and fun, and he's changing so quickly. As it's been, a month since I saw him? And even then, he's talking a blue streak. He can put sentences together. I swear, if you'd let him, he'd go run out into the pond, that little lake that's at the park, you know what I mean? It's right off the 101. As you go into Los Feliz, not Los Feliz, but the other.
Los Feliz.
That too. But
yeah.
There's. Anyway.
Unga Bunga. Unga Bunga.
That's our new Miles cut.
Is that Miles, really?
So cute.
That's Miles.
Oh my gosh! Well, we have a little video on our Facebook page that is adorable of Miles, so everyone definitely has to go and check that out because he's so cute.
I had gotten Miles a tractor last year, but it was too big for him. Besides, we had to put it together. So his father, Matthew, and I decided Saturday afternoon we were going to put it together, and we did. It took us about an hour and 40 minutes to put the whole thing together, and the video that you'll see at DJV is of him taking his first ride on it, and it's... the thing about watching, remember when you were that age? What do you remember? Jennifer, the very first memory you had as a child was?
I have no idea.
I don't remember your first memory.
No, I don't know what memory was my first, for sure. I don't know if I remember being Miles' age so much. I mean, he's two?
2 and 6 months.
Yeah.
Today, in fact.
I don't know what my very first memory is. Can you remember your very first memory?
Yeah, and they weren't good.
Oh.
Yeah. My very first memories were breaking up fights between my mother and father.
Oh.
And I wasn't three yet. So, that's what I mean. Thank you for bringing us into that.
You started it.
I was hoping, what I should have said is what do you remember? What's the first good memory that you had? First fun memory? I think that's often what sticks with us. Hopefully that's what sticks with us. I don't even remember. Now that you turn it around, I don't even remember. I didn't have much fun as a kid, and I don't remember the first time. Maybe it was hitting I was 4 or 5 years old, hitting a baseball. I think that might be the first memory that I have that was fun. And then the first memories of the cows and stuff.
So you had cows when you were a little kid, too?
I was around a cow. When I was, I think it was probably six and a half, seven, when I started riding my bike to the farm. I'd go across the street. It was my first experience with cows. Yeah. Yep. All right, so, Jennifer, you haven't got a good memory of when you were a little?
I mean, I have lots of great memories. I remember being very young And my mom took us to this place called Santa's Village, which was out in, like, the mountains by Big Bear. And it was a big deal. And I think maybe they just reopened it after 100 years of being closed. And I remember getting out of the car, and I used to have this, like, fear. I was very shy. And I remember being afraid of, like, Santa Clauses and Easter bunnies. Yeah.
Wow.
And so I didn't really want to go into this place, into Santa's Village, because I thought that Santa was going to be there and I'd have to see him. And so my mom assured me that that wasn't the case. And so, you know, they had, like, little amusement park rides and everything, and it was a great day. I was with my my grandma Mima, who I love so much, and my mom and dad. And I remember being in the gift shop. I remember hearing a noise on the roof, and I thought Santa was coming. And instead, it was construction. But I went running outside.
Where's Santa?
I thought Santa was coming in through the chimney. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that at that point, and I remember bits of that day pretty incredibly clear. I think I was only two or three at that point, so that was one of my very, very early memories.
Mm-hmm.
Did he win you over eventually when Christmas came?
Oh, sure. No, I loved his gifts. Don't get me wrong. He himself was just a little shady character that I didn't know what to make of him.
Yeah. So you weren't the kid who was trying to stay awake to get a peek at him?
No, I wanted to stay away.
That's cute. All right, so, Victoria, what do you remember? By the way, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV experience, and Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So what do you remember, Victoria?
I guess my earliest memory, my grandmother died when I was four, and I was the last person with her, which was, you know, a sad kind of memory for me. But before that, I think I probably would have been maybe around Miles' age. And I remember being with my brother, and we were in our pajamas, and we were going to bed, and I think she was going to tuck us in or something. But she always had little candies and stuff in her purse. And I remember my brother knocked her purse over, and we were, like, scavenging around on the floor. And she came over and thought it was really funny. So it was just very small glimpses of her is really all I have left, which is sad. But, little things like that. I just have little – those are kind of the earliest things I think of with her.
Yeah. To hear them and to hear how both of you – have the passion of that, of the first, whether you think about it or not. I think these are good exercises because everybody listening is going through the same thing in their mind right now as well. What do you remember first? What are your first childhood memories that are good? Kara, you're in the spotlight now.
Oddly enough, I don't really have specific memories that I can think of. I just have more of a general feeling of happiness, and I think of playing with my older sisters and dressing up and doing that kind of stuff. I do remember one thing from when I was three, which is not bad. It's not especially good either. I was playing. My father had weight equipment, this big kind of jungle gym set up in our basement when I was little, and I was sitting on one of the metal poles and tried to do a backflip, which did not work, and I there was a metal bar on the ground that I proceeded to hit when I did a backflip. So I had to go to the, not emergency room, but just kind of the doctor, and I had to get stitches when I was a little kid. But for some reason, I specifically remember being proud that I didn't cry when I was getting stitches.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's funny, because you would think that would be a bad memory. At this point, I can't remember the pain of it or anything, so it's just kind of funny, because everyone thought I had fallen, and I distinctly remember trying to do a backflip.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was that's the only thing I remember from that age, and maybe that's why.
Let me fast forward a bit, because I want to sort of probe while we're here into the memories of any or all of you who had been to the circus. As most everybody knows, the Ringling Brothers Circus was shut down over the weekend after over 100 years of being an entertainment focus in our country. I remember going to the circus. I remember working in a station that had big promotions with the Ringling Circus, but the New York City Circus, I think it was called, big under the big top, whatever it was. But we all have been to the circus at some point in our lives. And I can remember as a child crying after seeing the whip being used on the lion or the tiger or whatever it was. And everybody else was cheering and I was crying. And I don't know that I thought that about the elephant. The elephants really are the reason the circus is shutting down. But there are other things now that, you know, with the pressure of just how people think these days, there's no reason, ticket sales way off, to preserve that tradition. But do you remember, Jennifer, the first time you went to the circus?
I do, because, well, I don't remember the exact first time, but when we were, gosh, probably when I was about 4 or 5 years old, my dad had struck a deal up with CRN, my dad's network, my dad's radio stations that he had put together, and he was the guest ringmaster when they would come to town for Circus Vargas.
Really?
And it was so cool. I love the circus, and I know there are a million reasons why we shouldn't, but there was something about being a kid and seeing all the animals up close, and the clowns, and the cotton candy, and then having my dad be like the guest ringmaster was pretty darn cool. And we used to advertise. I think he was even the voice of Circus Vargas when they would come into L.A. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things that I would go a lot because of that relationship. And it was just one of those things I really loved. I loved it all. Mm-hmm. It was so much to see. I mean, when you're a kid and
the
looking at all that
circus,
stuff.
The so-called three-ring circus.
There was just so much.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad. I mean, I know we're supposed to be sad for the animals. I understand that. It's one of those things I think about now and go, I know, the elephants are treated so terribly. But at the same time, that's one of those things as a kid you just, I don't know, I have a great fondness for it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Victoria? Did you go to a circus when you were a youngster?
I went once that I can remember, and it was terrifying. This is so weird. So my dad is a horse rider and a horse trainer, and for whatever reason, I think I must have been like 4. We were talking about this not long ago, and we're trying to figure out how old I was when this happened. But we were at the circus, my mom, my dad, my brother, and me, and somehow, so they were calling for someone in the audience to do some participation with a horse in the ring, and my dad, I guess, volunteered, and I was nervous because I didn't know what was going to happen. And so the next thing we know, I couldn't see that he was in a harness, but it looked to me like he's on this big white horse riding bareback, standing up on the horse. And I started freaking out, and I was screaming that he was going to get hurt. It was just very awful and traumatic. Mm-hmm. He did it anyway, and it was supposed to be a funny bit where, like, someone's trying to stand on the horse and they keep falling, but they didn't know that they had a professional rider, as my dad was. So he ended up doing the stunt, so it sort of looked like it was a rigged kind of thing. Looking back on it now, it was probably pretty cool. But at the time, I was 4, and I was screaming, Dad's going to die.
Oh,
so that's my only memory of the circus.
Wow. All right, Carol, what about you?
This is going to look really bad, and it's going to look like there is a pattern
therapy
for me.
Morning here.
But the only thing I went and I had fun. I went with both my sisters and my parents, and you know, we saw the animals, and I remember getting cotton candy, and we got the little booklet that goes along with it, and I think we still have it somewhere at our house. We're not hoarders, I swear. But, yeah, you know, and it's got all the different pictures, and it's very cool. But when I got home, I was about 7, and so my sister Kendra's 3 years older than me, so she was about 10, and she really wanted to try one of the tricks out, and I got on her shoulders, and she may have dropped me, and I may have hit my head again.
Kara has CTE from her sisters.
Yeah. As soon as you started talking about the circus, I was like, oh, I wish I hadn't just told that first story.
Mm-hmm. No, it's okay.
So, did you have to go to the hospital again?
Yeah. But, you know, it's actually really interesting because, you know, we talk about concussions and stuff all the time now, and I think it's way, way different how they diagnose you, because when I was little, I mean, I was throwing up, and I could not, my words were slurred. So I think now it's super obvious I had a concussion.
Oh.
They said I didn't have one. Nope. Didn't have one. I was like, it's pretty obvious.
Well, now we know when Kara gets a little angry with us.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Memories of all of us as we share our experiences in the circus, 20 after the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Last week when the announcement came that Chris Cornell had committed suicide, I said openly on the program, I didn't know that much about him or Soundgarden or his ensuing connection to other pop music, but I have since become, not a fan, but certainly aware of who he was, much more, that's thanks to your emphasis on this, Victoria, because I know he's had a very stimulating effect on people who are your age and older, I'm going to guess. So crank this up for a second. Let's get some familiarity here, Carolee.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain.
All right, so because of the focus on this, a lot of people are trying to figure out why he committed suicide. And his wife seems to hold the key to the explanation of that. She issued a statement over the weekend, addressed what she felt was the cause. Quote, his world revolved around his family first and, of course, his music second. He flew home for Mother's Day to spend time with our family. He flew out midday Wednesday, the day of the show, after spending time with the children. When we spoke before the show, we discussed plans for a vacation over Memorial Day and other things we wanted to do. However, following the concert on Wednesday night, the wife noticed a change in her husband's demeanor when they talked on the phone. She said, quote, when we spoke, I noticed he was slurring his words. He was different. When he told me that he had taken extra Ativan, I contacted security and asked that they check on him. What happened is inexplicable, and I'm hopeful that further medical reports will provide additional details. I know that he loved our children. He would not hurt them by intentionally taking his own life. So
sad.
And the attorney for the family reiterated her belief that taking that extra dosage of Ativan, which is an anxiety medication that is used a lot by people who are recovering from addictions, altered his mental faculties. Why is it so many people who are in this end of show business are so hooked on drugs? And whether it's the kind, that the illicit kind, or things like Ativan. Once you get hooked on this stuff,
And then does he get to sue? I mean, does then his family sue?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a tough one because he took it himself. It wasn't forced on him.
No.
I thought, I don't know much about these types of drugs, but I thought Ativan was something that kids with ADD take.
It's a pretty conventional drug.
Do they?
It's around. Yeah.
They do.
Okay.
And a lot of adults will take it, too, for other reasons.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So with the focus on his passing, a lot of events over the weekend, including the show. I was in Pasadena Friday morning for my son's swimming lessons, and they do them at the Pasadena. The Rose Bowl has an aquatic center. It's really quite nice. And so we went over there, and Megan said as we were leaving, this will be the last time anybody gets in or out. Because there are 100,000 people that went to each of those concerts at the Rose Bowl. And so the moments that were there, including homage being paid to Chris Cornell, it was that. And also, I guess, on the Billboard Music Awards last night, there was a lot of attention paid to him as well. Is that right? I did not see
it. I didn't see it, but I heard about it. Yeah. That was a big part of the show, that people sort of wanted to pay tribute.
Yeah. A lot of people were lighting up their cell phones during the six-minute power ballad aimed at honoring the music of Chris Cornell. So you can see it was a big deal, and he was a big deal. So, as usual, when we get started talking about music in this hour of the program, it's always about people who are dead. It seems to me, anyway. All right, 28 minutes after the hour, a tribute to Chris Cornell here.
Emotional baiting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all want to connect with others to some extent, so it's important to understand that we all probably fall somewhere on the continuum of emotional baiting. And it's even more important to understand what emotional baiting is. Emotional baiting is fishing for people to be interested in you. For example, you might tell someone that your health's not doing well, and then when they ask what's going on with you, you might take your good old time in responding, with the intention of baiting them to continually ask and see how you're doing. But emotional baiting is a game we play when we feel insecure, when we want others' attention, but aren't willing to outright ask for it. And if you'd like to skip all the antics and move much more further away on the continuum from emotional baiting, then here's what to do when you want attention. Just ask for it. It's that simple. And there's no judgment, because we all want emotional attention sometimes. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space, or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How could we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right fight to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
With a positive spin on the day, this is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 34 minutes after the hour, reviewing what's going on or has gone on over the weekend. I was with both my children and my grandson, and as usual, when my son and I are together, we spend an hour or two just sort of going through where he is and what's going on with him. And you've heard me tell you that he was a drug and alcohol counselor, and is confronting a lot of issues with youngsters and their parents. It just is. And we were just talking about Chris Cornell and the drug thing with him and how many musicians seem to go down that path. But it's so rampant. You got to wonder sometimes, I wonder this, how our society will survive given the fact that this is such a part of society. As we grew up, each of us, you're closer to this generation, or you're in it, Kara, than we are. I certainly grew up at a time when alcohol was a big problem, not only in my family, but around, you know, at college. People thought it was fun, as they do now. Drugs are a big, you know, mostly thought of as being fun when you get involved. Oh, let's have a little fun. And so I don't know how much you confronted that when you were in school, Jennifer, or when you were in school, Victoria. What did you feel about the pressure to have drugs or alcohol or any of that sort of thing? Was it huge? Was it, you know, if you look at a gradient level, if this is like doing a review for a car rental, you know, at the end of it, was it from 1 to 10? What was the experience with this, that, or the other thing? So. Did you feel pressured on a scale of 1 to 10, Jennifer, to take drugs?
In high school?
No, college.
In college.
Well, maybe high school. Yeah, maybe starting in high school.
Okay, the answer for drugs is never no. Because no. I mean, and this answer is for both. I was a total goody-goody. I hung out with the crowd that it wasn't a part of our lives. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Alcohol. My first sip of alcohol when I was like, I mean, not my first sip, but like my first experience with alcohol in high school happened with my parents. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I was at a party. It was, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like my parents always kind of just said, oh, you want a glass of wine? You want this? You want that?
Uh-huh. Right.
I think that's so much better. You know, because they treated you like an adult, and it's like, here, you can have some responsibly, and it's not, you know, takes away the mystery of it.
The feel of it is. What does it do to you?
I think that, I mean, my party girl stage came when I was in my 20s, and, you know, when it was already kind of legal, but, yeah, there. As far as drugs went, though, there was, I mean, that just was never a part of my life, ever.
All right, what about you and any pressure? I'm just looking if there were pressure points, Victoria.
I feel so lucky that when I was in high school, I went to an all-girls school, and we were more, you know, there was no peer pressure. It was more about, you know, be who you are, and we were supportive of each other, and I feel really lucky. We were more into sports and academics and boys and drugs. Just, thank God, drugs were just not a part of my world. And my brother's group of friends, there was nobody that was, you know, trying to sneak drugs or anything. I guess we were just really fortunate, or we were good at picking friends. I don't know, but I feel very fortunate when you look around and you see how many people struggle with addictions that started from high school stuff.
And Kara, because you were quite an athlete when you were in school, I'm going to bet that you didn't have much influence or weren't influenced much by drugs or alcohol or any of that sort of thing, were you?
Yeah, I mean, same for me. Drugs have never, ever been a part of my landscape in high school or college or after that. And I think my whole family has been kind of contrary. I think that if I wanted to drink, I could have. There were definitely parties going on, but I've just never cared. Mm-hmm. My parents didn't drink at home. I mean, maybe they would have a beer every now and then. Nothing harder than that ever. So yeah. I don't know. I didn't care. It was never something that I felt like doing or thought would be super fun.
My experience was only based on fear because I saw what it did to my mother at an early age. Mm-hmm. And I was scared. They live in. You talked about being afraid when you went to the circus, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with my mom. My mom had, yeah, you know, an alcoholic mom, and she was always careful with alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Still to this day, like, it was so funny. I was kind of just sort of in this weekend, but I had a charity event that I had to go to. I had a ticket for on Saturday, and they carved wine glasses with your name on it. So, you know, I have my name put on it. And I came home, and I took it out of my bag, and I put it on my table in my living room. And my mom came into the house to check on me yesterday, and she goes, "Were you drinking wine?" You know.
By yourself?
I'm 39 years old, and she's like, oh, my God, are you drinking by yourself? I'm like, Mom, I took it out of my bag.
Always a parent. Right. Yep, you're always your parent. So with the focus on Cornell and thinking, is it Cornell or Cornell? How do we pronounce
Cornell.
It?
Cornell.
Cornell. Okay, so the focus on him and drugs and alcohol, and you see so much of it, then you see a part of my reason for going down the street was to go back to this fellow in New York, who killed at least one person. I think a couple of dozen people
19
hurt.
People, I think, were
19,
injured.
Yeah. He rammed into a group of pedestrians in Times Square, and he was high at the time. And so you think...
Well, he wanted to be killed by the police. He said, you were supposed to kill me. He wanted a suicide by police, which we've seen now an uptick in over the last several years, that people want the police to do the job for him, but... unbelievable. You get high on PCP and start driving the wrong way on the road. So selfish.
The weird thing is
that's the right word for it, Jennifer. It's just damn selfish.
Oh,
that's,
I mean, sure. Yeah.
That's all
it is.
Throw
yourself off of a bridge if you're so ready to check out. You know,
right.
Just Come on.
Yeah. It's weird because they one of the big local headlines on, so that happened Thursday, right? I'm trying
Thursday
to remember.
Afternoon, I think it was.
Yeah. So Friday, Thursday night and Friday morning, the big headlines in here in New York City where I am is that they had moved in these NYPD cement blockades. And I thought to myself, why weren't they there already?
Yeah.
Because it's Times Square. And I thought with all the ISIS grab a truck and ram it into something propaganda, I thought that Times Square would have already been surrounded. They do it for New Year's Eve and they bring in the cement trucks and things like that as a barricade. But now they're there. And so now you really, it's difficult to drive in most parts of Times Square. But I thought that was kind of odd that it took some, you know, wing nut for people to put the cement barricades in there.
Yeah, it's a really, it's amazing how behind some people are who should be in positions of using their head. They don't.
And New York City, I think, is amazing with first responders and all kinds of stuff like that and being prepared. I mean, I feel very, very safe in New York City every day, and that was one of the things that stuck out to me as kind of odd that they hadn't already done that.
Well, they've done it in Washington to the point where it's almost ruined the city. I don't like going to Washington anymore because you can't get anywhere. There's a block here and a block there, and it's just because of the reality of the times, which is something we ought to talk about at some point today, the president doing what he's done in Saudi Arabia and with the impact of all that stuff. But because you mentioned sports a moment ago, I thought it was time for us to go visit with Biff and Biff and to check out a couple of things. I was interested in the ESPN NFL announcer. For the first time, they're using a woman named Beth Mowins. She's going to be the first play-by-play broadcaster in the history of the ESPN doing NFL games. She'll be the second woman ever to call an NFL broadcast. But apparently she's going to actually do the play-by-play. The first one, Gail, is it Searens? Is that how you pronounce her name? Searens, S-I-E-R-E-N-S. She was in the booth for a long time, but is an analyst. So this lady, Beth Mowins, is going to be a play-by-play broadcaster. There's something very intriguing about this. As a man, I'm not a sports fan. But is it, what is it? Is it just that it's different? Or
it's
is
never
it
happened
that,
before.
Yeah.
I wonder what the reaction will be.
It depends on what a job she does. I'm sure, you know.
No, I don't think
I don't
it will depend on that at all.
I think it will. I think if she stinks up the place, people are going to be like, this is why women can't do it.
Well, but that's the other thing.
I agree.
If she's good, Jennifer, she should be under a microscope that men are not. She will.
That's true. That is true. If she's good, there are a lot of guys, and I think the younger the guys are, the more accepting they are.
Yes.
So I think that she will be judged based on merit by a younger generation and maybe an older generation.
She knows her stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, I think men get impressed by women who know more than they do. And so if she knows her stuff and she can do it, good for her. I think it's a Chargers-Broncos game. Is that right?
Yeah. let's see. She's in there with Rex Ryan, who used to be the coach of the Buffalo Bills, but he got fired. So he's going to be the color person, and she's going to be the play-by-play person.
It'll be an interesting mix,
Right.
I don't think we'll be able to hear it on the East Coast, but that's we'll have to rely on Jen. Biff Horn will have to give us a report.
Yeah, she can do that. All right. Speaking of Biff, let's go to Los Angeles. Kobe Bryant and what he did to save a class from having to take their final exam.
Uh-huh.
Kobe's not my favorite guy, but he was a good basketball player. What else is
it? It's finals time for sure. And an Indiana high school senior, William Pate, sent Kobe Bryant a tweet. William Pate took to Twitter for a Hail Mary request to Kobe asking for a retweet to get out of a final exam accompanied by photographic proof with a handshake taking place between his teacher and him. The tweet said, at Kobe Bryant, please, if you retweet this, this is all caps, we don't have to take a final exam, please. Kobe not only retweeted his request, but responded as well, saying, I hope you have an A in this class. The kids couldn't believe Kobe saw the tweet through his 11.5 million followers that he has, who mention his name every single day. So the class was able to escape because of a retweet. Total sign of the times, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's see what we have here. Victoria, This is Biff Keelan, boys and girls. Here's an NFL player who's got an interesting
Biff
side.
Biff isn't sexist at all, by the way.
I know, right?
God forbid, Victoria and I couldn't just like sports.
Yeah.
All right, already.
Jen, we couldn't even do a hockey story last week when you were sick because he still doesn't listen to me that I like hockey, too. Oh, and I think we're also saving an egg story for you.
Yeah, we got the egg story later on. All right, so what do we have from the NFL? This is a player who...
This is a good story that you'll like,
nice
Doug.
Yeah,
so if you're looking for a new NFL player to get behind for the 2017 season, you know, there are some good NFL guys, there are some not so good ones. This is a really good one. He's a rookie. His name's Bernard Reedy. And in addition to trying to secure a spot on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he has a second job that pays $11 an hour, and he is a driver for a company called Care Ride, and it provides transportation for people in wheelchairs. And he took the job in 2015. He'd been injured, and he was waived from the Atlanta Falcons and then eventually re-signed in 2016 with the Buccaneers, and so he was doing this job basically while he needed the money. But he said this means a lot to him. And he said, "You may think you're sacrificing a lot until you hear somebody else's story, and when you pick up the same people every week, you get attached to them." He said, even if his career ends up being very successful, he said he still imagines himself coming back to Care Ride when he retires from the NFL. He said, "I could still see me doing this after football. I'm financially stable enough now that I could be okay if I don't do it, but why sit home when you can come out and make some more money and help people on top of that?" And he said, and I'm talking about really helping people who can't help themselves. So he's a good guy. Yeah. It's a good story. We need
good
more
news.
Of those stories from the NFL.
We do. Yep. Well, in general, we need more of those good stories.
Yep.
47 past the hour. Speaking of good stories, you have heard about performance-enhancing drugs a lot. And there's the good and there's the bad. Have you heard about performance-enhancing vegetables that will help boost your circulation, energy, stamina? They do exist. And at the very top of the list of vegetables that boost your circulation that are full of nitric oxide are beets. They are loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost the nitric oxide levels in your body. You get more energy, more stamina, no crash after you take those fake energy drinks, or you drink coffee, anything with caffeine in it, you get a crash. If you stop drinking coffee, if you were a coffee drinker, you stop, you know what the withdrawal is. Why put up with that? There's nothing better for you than eating beets. That's it. And that's why we all, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I, are so excited about Super Beets. It's a delicious circulation superfood that we all drink every single day. Now, there's a secret here. Super beets are dried. They're cooked, then they are dried, and then they're powdered. The dietary nitrates are all protected. It's so great for helping to support your blood pressure levels, making them healthy, healthy circulation. So the blood gets everywhere in your system, to the muscles, to your brain, all around every single microscopic part of your body. This is the secret. Try this product. If you have not gotten the energy boost that we're all getting naturally from Super Beets, then call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Try the original flavor if you like. Black cherry is good. I don't know what you prefer. Jennifer, what do you, you have the black cherry or the regular?
I love the black cherry, yes.
All right. What about
you?
Black
cherry is delicious. I'm drinking the regular right now, and it still tastes really good.
All right. That's the proof positive from the people who are in the trenches that are using this every day. I drink it every day. I just, as a matter of fact, had a Neo 40 capsule, which you can also get from Super Beets. It's the same as the capsule has the same amount as a spoonful, and you put it in your mouth, it goes right into your system. 800-655-4183. Get the bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183, or order at Doug Likes Beets.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's our daily Tech Talk time, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. I'll tell you why you should be using ZipRecruiter in a moment. We're going to go. I have a story about somebody that I knew that used to work with me at Verizon and was the reason that I kept my account at Verizon, who was fired, and I'll tell you why she was fired in a matter of moments. Facebook also in the news, they were fined $122 million by the European Union, Victoria, after they ruled that folks, I can't imagine this. Well, I actually am disappointed because I think Facebook has a pretty good reputation, but apparently the European Union thought they were misleading regulators there. So this is because they bought WhatsApp, and I use it, by the way, all the time. Do you use WhatsApp?
I don't, actually, but a lot of people do.
Yeah, no, I use it when I'm talking back and forth to Uri in Israel and to people that I know in England, places like that. All right, so we'll talk about that in a moment, and I'll tell you my story about this woman at Verizon. Anyway, in the skill set that you're looking for, you should hook this woman up with our friends at ZipRecruiter, because she's, she'll be the woman. I want to describe what she's all about. She'll get a job easily. Because she's so good. But if you're trying to find somebody who's different, somebody who's really good, if you need something very specific and you need to find the best candidate fast, then the way to do it is to do what everybody else is doing, and that's use ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter has a post for your job in these hundreds of job sites, one click and one click only, and you have access to this powerful technology that's so efficiently, so well will manage the matches for your job request. That's why ZipRecruiter is different and the most popular. Hey, listen, there are other people that are doing this. It's a software program. But are they doing it well? No. Is ZipRecruiter doing well? Super well. ZipRecruiter, easy to use dashboard, no juggling emails, no juggling calls, simply screen, rate, and manage the candidates at ZipRecruiter. And if you actually go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you can try it the first time free. That's right, it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for all the access to all of the really good candidates for the position you need to fill. No matter what size your business, you use this facility and you'll be very happy. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, Victoria, what do you know about this fine, the $122 million? That's a lot of money. I don't know whether, I mean, they paid $19 billion to buy WhatsApp.
Yeah, so $122 million.
Cost of business. That's
not really much, yeah. No. I think that I don't think Mark Zuckerberg has made a big deal about this. I think they're just going to pay the fine and figure out a way to absorb the cost, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I think for whatever reason, I think over the European Union has been trying to get Facebook for a long time to declare themselves a certain type of media company. And Mark Zuckerberg has railed against that and won't really, he's been fighting against the label. And I think that's where this comes in. This is sort of semantics and stickler kind of points on things. I think that's really what it's about.
All right. Over the weekend, a lady who will remain nameless, and actually I'm not going to tell you where she worked either. She worked at a Verizon store. That should be enough. And because I use her, I've actually used Verizon. I found somebody better. She was the best person I ever found at Verizon. And I did find one in California a couple of years ago who was good, but she was really good. Because Verizon is a pain in the butt. And we all know it. They're horrible companies, service-oriented, and they are not.
The worst.
They're horrible.
Yep.
The worst of the worst. So anyway, it doesn't surprise me to find out that she got fired on Saturday because she wouldn't go along with the company's new edict that they have to sell. They took a change, and she made it clear she wasn't happy. She was there to help the customers and not to pressure them into things they didn't need. And so she was fired. And if you feel like you're being pressured unusually now when you go to the Verizon store, you are.
Pressured to buy more stuff?
Buy. Mm-hmm. You need to. So they are under huge pressure to sell things to customers that don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
They're under pressure not to change people's, they have all kinds of deals that you can get if you're smart enough to be connected. You know, if you have somebody good working with you, they'll say, okay, here's how you can save money on your plan. But that's not what they want you to do. So maybe we all ought to switch to T-Mobile or something else that's more customer-friendly.
I mean, I've been very happy with AT&T. I've been a lifelong AT&T customer, so I've been very happy with them.
Yeah, well, I'd use Verizon because they were a handy buyer. Bob always told me they were the best, but I find them horrible in every aspect, whether it's landlines, Fios, whatever it is, they suck.
And there's your tech report.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.